Thank you, choir. Welcome to church. This is a Memorial Day weekend.
今天是这个, Memorial 节。
It's a long weekend.
是一个长周末。
So I thought there would be a very few people in the congregation.
我以为会来教会的人会很少。
See, but my wife reminds me,
但是我提醒她说,
The Chinese only travel when airfare is low.
我说中国人只是机票便宜的时候我们才出门。
So this is an expensive weekend.
因为这个长周末机票很贵。
So welcome.
所以很欢迎大家来教会。
And let's study the Word of God.
让我们来看看神的话语。
So I also teach the English Fellowship.
我也在教这个英文团契。
And the Fellowship, we've been studying the book of Samuel.
在这个英文团契我们在查撒母耳记。
In 1 Samuel, we have a story about the first king of Israel.
在撒母耳记上我们讲到了以色列的第一个君王。
And his name was Saul.
他的名字叫扫罗。
We read that Saul had failed.
我们知道扫罗他失败了。
He did not follow the will of God.
他没有照着神的旨意。
So the prophet Samuel went to the town of Bethlehem.
我们读到说这个先知撒母耳去了伯利恒。
He was instructed by God to anoint the next king of Israel.
他遵照神的指示去那里高抹以色列的下一个君王。
And God told him to go to the house of Jesse.
神告诉他去耶西那里。
And Jesse has 7 sons.
耶西有7个儿子。
So Samuel went into the house.
撒母耳去了耶西的家。
And he saw the first son.
他看到第一个儿子。
And he's tall and handsome and strong.
他又高又大, 长得很尖, 强壮。
And Samuel says, this must be the king.
撒母耳马上说, 这个大概就是下一个君王。
And God told him, no, that's not it.
但是神说不是。
And Jesse showed him the second son.
耶西又给他看了第二个儿子。
He's tall and handsome and strong.
他又是长得很漂亮, 很高大。
And Samuel said, this must be it.
但撒母耳说, 大概这个就是了。
And God told him, no, no, no.
神还是说不是, 不是。
So on and on, Jesse showed him all of his 7 sons.
一个一个的耶西把他7个儿子都介绍给了撒母耳。
But God rejected them all.
但是神没有选中任何一个。
Finally, Samuel said, what's going on here? Am I in the wrong house?
结果撒母耳就在想说, 我是不是来错地方了?
But Jesse says, I have one more son.
但耶西告诉他说, 我还有最后一个儿子。
He's just a little boy. He's outside.
他就是一个小男孩, 他在外面。
So he brought in David.
他把他大卫带来了。
He was the youngest and the smallest of Jesse's son.
他是最年纪最小的, 长得又是最矮小的一个。
So Samuel anointed David as the king.
但是撒母耳就把大卫高抹成下一个君王。
There's a trick to this. So this is what we read in 1 Samuel 16.
这是在撒母耳记上16章所写到的。
The Bible says the Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
耶和华不看,不像人看人,人是看外貌,耶和华是看内心。
So Samuel learned this lesson.
撒母耳学到了这个功课。
He should have known before.
他应该早就知道。
But we do the same thing, don't we? We frequently judge other people. We judge other people because of their appearance. We like to say, so-and-so is very spiritual. So-and-so is not so spiritual. And based on what they look like on the outside. Sure, we live in a culture that focuses on our image.
我们的文化就是这样,很注重外表。We
embrace the external.
我们对人的外表非常看重。We
go to great lengths to project an image of ourselves.
我们花很大的努力来让我们的外表看上去很好。That's
why plastic surgery is so popular.
这是为什么整容外科非常的流行。Men
and women, the young and the old.
无论是年轻的,年老的,男的女的都很喜欢。Everyone
wants to have plastic surgery to look good.
大家都很希望通过整形手术让我们看得更好。It's
good business.
是非常好的这个职业。
That's why Linda always reminds me, if I were smarter in medical school, I could have been a plastic surgeon.
所以我们开玩笑说，如果他在这个做医学院的时候，要是更聪明的话，应该去做整形外科医生。
We've been looking at the Beatitudes.
我们在看八福。
So today we look at the sixth Beatitude.
今天我们在看第六福。
And again, Jesus reminds us we are focusing on the wrong thing.
耶稣一再的提醒我们，我们专注的是错误的东西。
Jesus is interested in our heart.
耶稣专注我们的心。
And that's never clearer than the sixth Beatitude.
让我们在这六个福中里面看得非常清楚。
And it's from Matthew chapter 5, verse 8.
从马太福音第八章第五章第八节开始。
Jesus tells us, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
耶稣说到，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
In this very simple statement,
在这个非常简单的这句话中，
Jesus gets to the core of what it means to be in his kingdom.
耶稣讲到说，在他的国中，什么是最重要的
？Instead of focusing on the external, the outside，
不像我们只看住外表和外面的长相。
Jesus wants us to examine our heart。
耶稣要我们检查自己的内心。
He says the pure in heart will see God。
他说，清心的人会看见神。
And these are the words of Jesus。
这是耶稣的话。
And remember, this is part of the Sermon on the Mount。
要记得，这是登山宝训中的一段。
Maybe just a little review for those of you who are not too familiar with this story.
我只想说，跟大家再回顾一下登山宝训所讲到的。
Remember, Jesus is the Son of God.
记得耶稣是神的儿子。
He was sent to us in human form.
他是按照人的形象到了我们中间。
And he would die for us on the cross for our sin.
他会为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And his death paid for our sin.
他的死让我们还清了我们罪所欠的债。
It was our redemption.
他是我们的救赎。
But he did not stay dead.
他并没有一直死着。
He was resurrected.
他复活了。
And it's in this resurrection that we place our hope.
因为他的复活，我们有了盼望。
Because of the resurrection, we have hope for eternity.
因为他的复活，我们有永生的盼望。
And we have the power to conquer sin.
我们有了战胜罪的能力。
When Jesus was on earth, he preached many sermons.
当耶稣在世上的时候，他讲过很多的道。
In Matthew chapter 5 through 7, we read about the Sermon on the Mount.
在马太福音五章到七章记载的就是登山宝训。
You may say it's his most famous sermon.
是他最著名的一篇道。
And the Beatitudes are the introduction to the Sermon on the Mount.
八福就是登山宝训的开始。
What's a Beatitude?
八福是什么意思
？A beatitude is a blessing.
就是一个祝福。
It describes what it looks like to be in the kingdom of God.
他在说，当我们在神的国中，我们会是什么样子的
？There are eight beatitudes.
这里面有八福。
And there's a logical sequence to the eight.
这是有道理的安排在顺序。
It begins with three basic human conditions.
他开始讲到三个人最基本的这个问题。
In order to be blessed, you must acknowledge your conditions.
你要得到祝福，你要首先知道自己的境况。
First, you must acknowledge you're poor in spirit.
首先你要知道你是邻里贫穷的。
And because of this spirit condition, you have to mourn.
因为你的邻里的贫穷，你就会哀动。
You shouldn't be happy about it.
你没有什么可高兴的。
You should mourn over your condition.
因为你邻里的贫穷，你会哀动。
And then Jesus says, "Blessed are the meek."
然后耶稣说，温柔的有福了。
When you're meek, you're powerless to change your condition.
当你温柔的时候，你就没有能力来改变你的境况。
You see, you have to depend on God.
你不得不来依靠神。
Your salvation depends on the grace of God.
我们的救恩是靠着神的恩典。
And when you acknowledge your conditions,
当我们知道我们的境况
you realize you're empty on the inside.
你就知道你里面的空虚
You may be rich, you may be powerful.
你可能非常有钱，你可能非常有能力
But inside, you're empty.
但是在你里面却是虚空的
And Jesus says, when you're empty, you are thirsty and you're hungry.
耶稣说，当你知道你里面是空虚的时候，你就会饥渴慕义
And he says you need to thirst and hunger for the righteousness of God.
他说你要饥渴慕义来寻求神。
Not for more money, not for more power.
不是饥渴按照不是对钱的饥渴，不是对权力的饥渴。
Not for a bigger house.
不是对大房子的饥渴。
Not for more children.
不是对很多孩子的饥渴。
And when you thirst and hunger for the righteousness of God,
当你饥渴慕义的寻求神的时候，
Jesus says you will be filled.
你就会被满足。
And that was the fourth beatitude.
这就是第四个祝福。
And that was kind of like a turning point.
那就是一个转折点。
And when you pursue the righteousness of God,
当你在寻求神的义的时候，
you will be changed.
你就会改变。
Several things will happen.
有一些事情会发生。
And last time we discussed that you will be merciful.
我们讲到说你就会变得连续人。
Blessed are the merciful.
连续人的人有福了。
And we discussed the wonderful parables of the Good Samaritan.
我们讲到一个很美好的一个好撒玛利亚人的故事。
And the not so wonderful parable of the unmerciful servant.
我们也讲到一个很坏的例子，就是一个没有怜悯心的仆人。
And we compare them.
我们比较了他们。
And today we're going to talk about the next thing.
今天我们再讲下一幅。
It's being pure in heart.
我们讲到清心的人。
So what does it mean to be pure in heart?
到底清心的人是什么意思？
And what does it mean to see God?
什么叫可以看见神？
In order for us to understand this,
我们为了了解这个意思，
well, perhaps we should go back a little bit in history.
我们要看回顾一下历史。
And look at the mindset of the audience.
看看当时的人他们心里在想什么。
Who is Jesus talking to?
耶稣在对什么人讲话？
Remember, Jesus is talking to everyday Jews.
他在对当时的犹太人讲话。
Everyday people,
就是普通的人
including his disciples,
包括他的门徒
disciples were fishermen,
他的门徒只是一些渔夫
tax collectors,
是一些税吏
everyday people,
就是很普通的人
What was their state of mind?
他们在想什么呢？
Remember, the Jews were under Roman occupation.
记得当时他们是在被罗马人的统治下
They had lost their freedom.
他们并没有自由
Economically, they were also struggling.
经济上他们也非常的挣扎
Because the Romans had high taxes
因为罗马人要征收很高的税
So the people were struggling to survive
人非要很痛苦的挣扎才能够存活
See, we don't like tax collectors
我们不喜欢收税的
Back then, they hate them even more
当时的人更恨他们
But spiritually, the Jews were also in trouble
在灵里他们也是有问题的
You see, their religious leaders were a group called the Pharisees
他们邻里的这个宗教上的领袖是法利赛人。
They were the dominating leaders of the time.
他们是当时的主要的领导。
You see, the Pharisees were very religious people.
你要知道法利赛人他们是非常坚守宗教习俗的。
They followed the laws of Moses.
他们遵行摩西所传的律法。
And but they believe if you follow the law, you can obtain salvation.
他们认为说只要你能够遵行律法你就会得救
But in addition to the laws of Moses
对除了摩西律法以外
They added many many more laws
他们还自己加上去了很多的规则
Apparently there were over 600 different rules and regulations
当时有超过600条各样的规则
So they imposed a very rigid religious system
他们把一个非常严厉的这个宗教的规定加在人身上
And because they made the rules, people have to follow them.
他们制造了这么多的规则，叫大家来遵行。
And they were very spiritual.
他们自己认为他们非常属灵。
They make sure everybody know that.
他们希望人都知道他们是很属灵的。
They wear special clothes.
他们穿很特别的衣服。
They like to pray in street corners.
他们会站在这个街上来祷告。
So everybody knows how wise they are.
大家都知道他们是多么有智慧
How spiritual they are
他们多么属灵
See this approach to purity is very appealing
这个耶稣所讲的要这个法利赛人所做的要变得非常的清专心是一个非常吸引人的事
Because it seems easy
因为他们所做的好像是比较容易的一个方法
The things are very accessible
一个非常容易得到上手的
See, if you just count how many laws you follow
只要你知道说你遵循了多少条律法
Then you go to heaven
你就可以去天堂了
It's like you get 90% on the exam, you get an A
就像我们考试一样你有90分你就得到 A
You get 80%, you get a B.
你如果只有80分，你就是 B.
I only got a B once in my life.
我一生只得过一次 B.
Just kidding.
其他都是 C.
But it's easy to count the score.
很容易我们可以看到这些分数。
See, but it doesn't take long to realize that was actually impossible.
我们很快的人就会知道说没有办法全部遵循律法。
You see, it's impossible to follow all the laws.
没有办法完全的按照律法行。
Think about the laws of Moses.
想一想摩西的律法。
Do you follow the Ten Commandments?
你有没有遵循就十诫？
We break them, right, by 9 o'clock in the morning.
我们想到了早上九点钟，大部分人都已经破坏了这个律法。
But the Pharisee says you must follow the rules.
但是法利赛人说我们必须遵守律法。
So they feel oppressed.
他们觉得被压迫。
Depressed.
也觉得很沮丧。
And they feel really guilty.
他们觉得很罪恶。
But then the Pharisees also tell them the Messiah was coming.
但是法利赛人也跟他们说有一位救赎主会来。
The kingdom of God is at hand.
神的国就要降临。
So they were very confused.
他们非常的混乱。
On the one hand, they think, I can't possibly follow the law.
一方面他们觉得说他们真的是没有办法遵行律法。
But then I do not want to miss the kingdom of God.
但是呢我不想不能进入神的国。
That's why there was this nagging question.
所以这里就有一个非常麻烦的问题。
Remember in John chapter 3.
在约翰福音第三章。
A man named Nicodemus came to Jesus.
一位叫尼哥底母的人来找耶稣。
And he came to Jesus at night.
他在晚上来找耶稣。
Perhaps he was embarrassed, didn't want anyone to see him.
他并不想在白天被人看到，觉得很羞耻。
Because he was a Pharisee.
因为他是法利赛人。
He should know the answers.
他知道所有的答案。
Isn't he very spiritual?
他是很属灵的。
But he felt he was guilty.
但是他觉得他很罪恶。
And he came to Jesus.
他来了找耶稣。
And before he could even ask the question, Jesus already answered him.
他还没有开口问问题的时候，耶稣都已经给他答案。
Jesus answered him, "What must you do to be saved?"
耶稣告诉他，你怎么样才能得救。
In John chapter 6, we read about a crowd.
在这个约翰福音第六章，我们讲到有一群人。
And the crowd has been fed with a miracle.
他们被这刚刚被耶稣用神迹来喂饱。
They were fed. They were no longer hungry.
他们刚刚吃饱了，不饿了。
But they chased after Jesus.
但是他们仍然追随着耶稣。
And they asked Jesus, "What must we do?"
他问耶稣说：“我们要当做什么？”
See, they realized there was sin in their lives.
他们知道说，在他们生命中、生活中有罪。
And the bread and the fish didn't solve the problem.
就是饼和鱼并没有解决这个问题。
In Luke chapter 10, we read about this lawyer.
在路加福音第十章，我们讲到一个律法师。
And this led to the parable of the Good Samaritan.
这个就是后面引出来好撒玛尼人利亚人的故事。
And the lawyer asked Jesus, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
这个律法师问耶稣说，我到底要做什么才能承受神的国？
See, even he realized it was not just about following the rules.
他都知道说不是只要靠着循律法就可以进神的国。
Likewise in Luke chapter 18 there was a story about a rich ruler.
在这个路加福音第十八章讲到一个 有钱的官。
Someone else who should be very smart.
好像是一个非常聪明的人。
And he says to Jesus, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
他问耶稣说，善良的夫子，我当做什么才能承受，才能进入神的国？
You see, that was the same basic question.
我们看到说，这里问的都是同样一个问题。
What must I do?
我们到底要做什么？
With this beatitude, Jesus tries to answer the question.
在这一幅中，耶稣来回答这个问题。
Jesus says, "Blessed are the pure in heart."
耶稣说，清心的人有福了。
See, to be in the kingdom of God is not about an appearance.
我们知道说要进神的国不是靠外表。
It's not about checking off some list that you have to do.
不是说我们遵循了多少律法。
Jesus is not concerned about your outward show of purity.
耶稣并没有在讨论说你的外表、外在的行为应该怎么样。
He's looking at the inner reality of purity.
他在看我们内心有多清洁。
The purity in your heart.
一个纯洁的心。
That's why Jesus was always fighting with the Pharisees.
这是为什么耶稣跟法利赛人总是不和。
I just love all these fights.
他们常常的在争吵。
For instance, Matthew 23 says, Jesus says to the Pharisees.
在马太福音第二十三章，耶稣对法利赛人说。
He said, in the same way, on the outside you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside you're full of hypocrisy and wickedness.
他说你们也是如此，在人前外面显出公义来，里面却装满了 假善和不法的事。
So once again, Jesus is trying to draw a contrast between his teaching and the teaching of the religious leaders.
我们看到说耶稣在这里比较他的教导和法利赛人的教导。
Remember, most of the Beatitudes are very surprising.
我们看到很多的祝福是一个非常惊讶的、这个说法。
They go against conventional wisdom.
跟他们传统的教导是非常不一样的。
To be in the presence of God,
在神的面前。
To see God,
看见神。
It's all about the heart.
所有的这个能力都是从你，原因都是因为你的心。
So what about this heart?
到底心是怎么样？
What does the Bible have to say?
圣经要讲什么？
Well, the word heart is the word cardia.
这个心在原文叫 cardia.
It comes the word for a cardiologist.
这就是我们现在说的 cardiology, 的心脏的这个词的来源。
That's where the word comes from.
这就是这个词的根源。
It's the center of our passion, of emotion.
是人的一个所有的感情、情感的中心。
So it's similar to our Chinese word, your heart.
跟我们中国人用这个心这个字很像。
It's where our whole inner being comes from.
就是我们所内在的所有的都在这个心里面。
Our ideas, thoughts, feelings, desires, emotions.
我们所有的思想、想法、我们的情感、我们的所有的对外界的感觉，都是在从心发出来。
The proverb tells us the heart is very important.
这个箴言告诉我们说，心非常重要。
Says Proverbs 4, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
箴言第四章讲到说，你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
See, the advice here is to guard your heart.
这里告诉我们说，要保守我们的心。
It's very important.
非常重要。
It's the source of everything you do.
是你做任何所有事情的出发点。
It's the source of everything that's good.
是你所有做好事的出发。
But it's also the source of everything that's bad.
也是你所有做坏事的根源。
The heart is your inner person.
这个心就是代表你里面的这个人。
It's the secret.
是一个秘密。
You know, it's not always good.
不总是很好的。
Sometimes we try to hide things from others and even from God.
我们有些时候想把我们不好的事情把它隐藏起来。
See, the prophet Jeremiah says this.
耶利米书说道。
He says, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
See, Jeremiah says the heart is deceitful.
在这里耶利米说这个心是人的心是非常坏的，诡诈的。
The heart is bad.
心是坏的。
See, this goes against our teaching.
这好像跟我们学到的不太一样。
See, Confucius said different.
我们孔子说的是不一样的。
人之初性本善。
人之初性本善。
But the Bible says differently.
但是圣经讲的是不一样的。
人之初性本恶。
讲到说人之初性本恶。
See, Jesus agrees with Jeremiah.
我们看到说耶稣是同意耶利米的。
He says in Matthew 15.
他在马太福音十五章讲到。
He says the things that comes out of a person's mouth comes from the heart.And these defile them.
他说唯独出口的是从心里发出来的，这才污秽人。
You see, Jesus was talking to people here about what's defiling.
这里耶稣在跟人家解释说什么东西会污秽人。
And the Jew says, well, we shouldn't eat certain things. We shouldn't put unclean things into our mouth.
犹太人说他们不要吃不洁净的食物，不能把不洁净的食物放在嘴中。
But Jesus says, no, it's not what goes into the mouth that matters.
耶稣说不是你放到嘴中的东西会污秽人。
It's what comes out of the mouth.
是你从口里面出来的东西才会污秽人。
Because what comes out of the mouth comes from the heart.
因为从嘴里出来的东西就是从心里发出的。
So that's what is important.
这才是重要的。
So what about pure?
那清洁是什么意思？
Pure comes from the word catharsis.
清洁的原文叫做 catharsis.
See, today I gave you two Greek words.
我们今天学了两个希腊原文。
So next time, no Greek words.
下一次我们就不讲希腊文了。
So what does catharsis means?
这个清新清洁的意思是什么意思？
It always has to do with cleansing.
总是跟这个清洁有关系。
It's like purifying a metal.
就像炼金炼这个金属一样。
Like purifying gold.
像我们把这个金炼成纯金。
See, when we burn gold, we purify it.
当我们把金融化的时候，我们是在把它炼纯。
We get rid of all the alloys, all the impurities.
我们把所有的杂质都去掉。
See, this is a very important concept in the Old Testament.
在这个旧约里面，这是一个非常重要的概念。
The idea of cleansing.
这个就是一个清洁的概念。
See, the law of Moses is about cleansing.
我们知道说摩西的律法里面有很多有关清洁的教导。
See, some of you have been reading with our pastor the Bible.
我们在读经计划里面读到。
You've read the book of Leviticus.
你们读到利未记。
See, Leviticus is all about cleansing.
利未记讲的都是要怎么变得清洁。
Talks about clean and unclean food.
讲到说一些清洁的食物和不洁的食物。
Clean and unclean conditions.
洁净的和不洁净的情况。
And the ceremonies for cleansing.
和一些洁净时需要的礼节。
In order to see God, you have to be cleansed.
当你要见神的时候，你先要洁净自己。
Not even the high priest can approach God without going through this ritual.
就算是大祭司也不能不经过这个洁净的礼来见神。
So everyone has to be clean.
所有人在神面前必须洁净。
But in the Old Testament, cleansing comes from a substitute.
在这个旧约里面，洁净有一个代替。
It has to do with shedding of blood from animals.
用动物的血来洁净。
But that couldn't actually cleanse the believer from sin.
但是我们知道动物的血没有办法把人的罪全部洗掉。
That's why they have to do it again and again.
这是为什么他们要一而再再而三的献祭。
See, the blood of an animal cannot reach the center of your sin.
因为这个动物的血没有办法来直接解决这个罪的中心的问题。
It cannot cleanse your heart.
它没有办法来洁净我们的心。
But when we go to the New Testament, we also concern about cleansing.
当在新约的时候，我们仍然在讲说怎么洁净自己的罪。
But we have a substitution atonement.
我们这里有一个替代的这个赎罪。
And it's the blood of Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督的血。
And Hebrew tells us this in chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章告诉我们。
It's a little bit long, let me read it. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. How much more then with the blood of Jesus Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death.
若山羊和公牛的血并母牛犊的灰尚且叫人成圣身体洁净，何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洁净你们的心？
So the writer of Hebrews is looking back at the history of the Jews.
我们看到希伯来书的作者他回顾历史。
He reminds them in the old days they have to sacrifice animals.
他说在早期的时候大家都得用动物来献祭。
And that was according to the law of Moses.
那是按照摩西律法所做的。
And they served their purpose.
他也达到了他的目的。
See, but they never reached the heart.
但是从来没有办法来洁净人的心。
Now that Jesus Christ has died for them.
现在耶稣基督为我们而死。
And his blood can cleanse you all the way down to the source.
他的血能够洁净我们一直到心。
Cleanse our conscience.
洁净我们的思想。
So the idea of pure has to do with cleansing.
我们知道说清心是跟这个洁净有关的。
But there's a second meaning of pure.
另一个这个清新的问题。
Listen to what Psalm 24 says.
诗篇第24篇讲到。
It says, Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god.
谁能登耶和华的山，谁能站在他的圣所，就是守节清心，不向虚谎，岂是 不怀诡诈的人。
I think Jesus was thinking of Psalm 24 when he said this beatitude.
我想当耶稣在讲这一个祝福的时候，是在想诗篇24篇。
It's the Old Testament equivalent of our beatitude today.
就是像旧约里面讲到的这个祝福。
He asked the question, who may ascend the mountain of the Lord?
他说谁能够上耶和华的山。
In other words, who will see God?
谁可以见到神。
And he says, the one with the clean hands and a pure heart.
就是一个守节清心不像不怀诡诈的人。
And then he explains what that means.
那他讲到说守节清心是什么。
It's the one who does not trust an idol or swear by a false God.
就是那些 不像虚妄岂是不怀诡诈的人。
In other words, someone who is single-mindedly dependent on God.
就是那些单纯的心 只依靠神的人。
Does not trust anything else.
并不相信任何其他的东西。
See, James said the same thing.
雅各也说了同样的话。
In James 4, he tells us.
雅各书四章讲到。
He says, come near to God and he will come near to you.Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呐，要清洁你们的手；心怀二意的人呐，要清洁你们的心。
James says, you have to come to God, you have to purify your heart.
雅各告诉我们说，当我们亲近神的时候，我们必须先洁净我们的心。
And he says, you are double-minded.
你们是二心怀二意的人。
Instead of devoting yourself completely to God, you're thinking of other things.
我们没有把全心的来投靠神，我们在思想一些其他的事情。
You see, the pure heart does not love God and the world at the same time.
一个清心的人不会同时爱神又爱世界。
See, Jesus summarized this for us.
耶稣把这个总结起来了。
He said in Matthew 6,
在马太福音第六章。
And this is part of the Sermon on the Mount.
这也是登山宝训中的一部分。
He says, where your treasure is, there will your heart also be.
他说因为你的财宝在哪里你的心也在哪里。
See, if your treasure is God, your heart will be God.
如果你把神作为你的财宝你的心就在神那里。
If your treasure is your stock portfolio, that's what you'll be thinking of all day.
如果你的财宝是你的股票那你的心就在股票那里。
If your treasure is your big house, that's what you'll be thinking about.
如果你的财宝就是你的大房子，那你就成天在想你的房子。
If your treasure is your children, you'll be thinking about your children all day.
如果你的财宝就是你的孩子，那你就会成天在想你的孩子。
Jesus challenges you place your treasure with God.
耶稣在这里挑战我们说要把你的财宝做放在神那里。
So the purity of heart means a heart that's undivided.
我们知道一个清心的人，他的心是专一的。
See, our God is a jealous God.
我们的神是一个忌邪的神。
That's what the Bible says.
这个圣经告诉我们的。
He wants your complete devotion.
他需要我们全心的来跟随他。
The opposite of a pure heart is a divided heart.
这个清心的反面就是一个心怀二意的人。
Purity of heart is to do only one thing.
一个清心的人只会专注做一件事。
So we come to understand what Jesus means by pure.
现在我们明白耶稣所讲的清心的人。
On the one hand, means to be cleansed.
一方面讲到说一个清洁的。
Just as you will purify gold.
就像一个纯洁的金。
But the core idea also has to do with a single-mindedness.
它的中心是在讲说一个单纯、单独相信神的心。
Single-minded devotion to God.
全心的只相信神。
There's no other idols.
没有其他的偶像。
See, with integrity and sincerity, you can have a pure heart.
我们按照这个正直和我们的虔诚来活，我们就会有一个清心。
A longing for righteousness, the love for Christ.
我们就会期望一个神的公义，我们期盼神的到来。
A love for others, a love for others to know the Lord.
我们爱人也爱带人来认识神。
Longing for his will to be fulfilled, his glory to come.
期盼他的道能够他的旨意能够行在地上，也期盼他的到来。
The way you think, the way you act are focused on God.
你所有的行为，你所有的想法都是以神为中心。
Jesus says the pure in heart will see God.
耶稣在这里讲到说，清心的人可以 看见神。
That's pretty amazing when you think about it.
当你在想这个问题的时候，你会觉得说非常的惊讶。
You see, Moses couldn't see God.
我们知道摩西都不能看见神。
Isaiah couldn't see God.
这个以利亚也不能看见神。
But Jesus says, you can see God.
耶稣说你可以看见神。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
I think to see God means you can have a relationship with God.
我们在讲说可以看见神的意思就是你可以跟神有关系。
It says if your heart is pure, you can see God through your eyes of faith.
当你清心的时候，你可以靠着你的信心来看见神。
You can see the presence of God around you.
你可以看到神在你的周围。
The opposite is true when your God is not pure.
当你的心不是清心纯洁的时候，
You can have a personal relationship.
你就看不见神，只有这样看见神的人才能跟神有一个关系。
See, when your heart is not pure, you will not see God.
当你的心不纯洁的时候，你就没有办法看见神。
This is what Isaiah says.
这是以赛亚所说的。
He says, you have seen many things, but you pay no attention. Your ears are open, but you do not listen.
他说你看见许多事却不领会，耳朵开通却不听见。
Do you remember when you before you became a believer?
当你在这个成为基督徒之前
，Didn't you feel a change after you believed?
你有没有感觉说，当你成为基督徒过后，你有个改变
？And you realize that God is around you.
你忽然觉得说，你知道神就在你的周围。
This is a relationship that we can have now.
这是我们跟神的关系。
We can experience God in our personal relationship with Jesus.
在我们跟神的关系中，我们能够亲自的经历神。
We can see the wonders of God, which previously were invisible.
我们以前看不到神的作为，我们现在能看见了。
See, don't you ever talk to unbelievers?
你有没有跟不信的人谈过话？
They do not experience what we experience.
他们并没有办法经历我们所经历的。
We can see God in history.
我们可以在神在历史中看见神。
God in our circumstances.
在我们环境中看见神。
In our creation.
在创造中
，We see God in the providence.
在智慧中看见神
，And we see God clearly in the revelation of Scripture.
我们在这个神的话语中看见神
，And because of this personal relationship, we can have the power and comfort from God.
因为我们跟神有这样的关系，我们可以从神那里得到能力和安慰。
I think that's what Jesus means that we can see God right now.
这就是耶稣所说的我们可以看见神的意思。
But of course, there's also a promise for the future.
这也是对于将来的一个应许。
One day in eternity, we will see God face to face.
在永恒里面，我们会跟神面对面。
Look what Paul says in 1 Corinthians.
保罗在哥林多前书讲到。
He says, "For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known."
我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。
See, God knows us now.
神现在就是知道我们。
God knows us fully.
他完全的知道我们。
But right now we begin to see God.
我们只是刚刚开始看见神。
But Paul says it's like a reflection in a mirror.
保罗说就像从镜子里面看到一样。
It's not 100% clear.
并不是百分之百的清楚。
But one day we'll see face to face.
但是有一天我们会跟神面对面。
We'll see Jesus Christ clearly.
我们会看见耶稣基督。
The pure heart will be welcome in God's kingdom in eternal heaven.
当一个清心的人，他会进入神的国。
That is a promise for the future.
这是神给我们将来的应许。
So you see how important it is the battleground of our heart.
我们现在看到说心里的征战是多么的重要。
So the question is obviously, how can we get a pure heart?
现在的问题是说我们怎么才能变成一个清心的人。
Don't you want a pure heart?
你不想做一个清心的人吗？
How do we do it?
我们怎么来做呢？
Do we need to memorize a lot of scriptures?
我们是不是要记得很多圣经经节？
Do we need to do what the Pharisees do and pray in street corners?
我们是不是要像法利赛人一样到了街上去祷告？
Are there a lot of rules and regulations that we must check off?
是不是我们也要按照这个律法来一条一条的做？
Well, brothers and sisters, we've gone through 6 Beatitudes.
我们现在已经讲过了六个祝福。
And I think you know the answer.
我想你们大概都已经知道了。
Purity does not come from what we can do.
一个纯洁并不是靠我们的努力。
Purity comes from God.
一个纯洁的心是从神而来的。
Yes, you need to read the scripture.
是的，你要读圣经。
We need to pray.
你需要祷告。
We need to go to God and confess our sins.
我们需要在神面前悔改我们的罪。
There are many things we have to do.
有很多事情我们都需要做。
See, grace is not free.
我们知道说这个恩典并不是白白的。
But it is the grace of God that makes us pure.
但是又确实是神的恩典让我们能够得到纯洁的心。
God give us the purity.
神给我们纯洁。
And it's only by His grace and mercy.
因为就是靠着他的这个恩典和怜悯。
Look what David says in Psalm 51.
大卫在51章讲诗篇51篇讲到。
He prays, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
他说神啊求你为我造清洁的心使我里面重新有正直的灵。
See, David realized it's not something that he can do.
大卫知道说这不是他自己可以做的。
It's only by the grace and mercy of God.
只有靠着神的恩典和怜悯才能够做成。
Isn't that the truth?
这不是一个事实吗?
It's always about the grace of God.
都是要靠神的恩典。
Isaiah 59 tells us this.
以赛亚书59章告诉我们。
And Isaiah is talking about a Messiah in the future.
以赛亚是在讲说一个即将来的救主。
He said he saw that there was no one. He was appalled that there was no one to intervene. So his own arm achieved salvation for him, and his own righteousness sustained him.
他见无人拯救，无人代替，甚为惊诧异，就用自己的膀臂施行拯救，以公义扶持自己。
See, Isaiah is talking about God's perspective.
以赛亚在讲从神的这个观点来看。
See, God sees the sin of humanity.
神看到人的罪。
The depravity of mankind.
人的罪恶。
The suffering that we have.
人的苦难。
And God is looking around.
神往周边看一看。
He says, who can help them?
神说谁能帮助他们呢?
Who can help humanity?
谁能帮助人呢?
Who can save these people?
谁能救人呢?
And God says, I am appalled. There's no one.
神说我看居然没有人可以拯救。
So he sent his own solution.
他自己来解决这个问题。
He sent his own son.
他差派他的儿子。
He sent his own son to die for us.
他让他的儿子为我们的罪而死。
He achieved his own salvation.
他自己做成了救恩。
See, it's always been about grace.
这都是神的恩典。
And Ezekiel tells us.
以西结也跟我们讲。
See, in the coming days, that he says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
我也要赐给你们一颗新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
See, Ezekiel is talking to his people many, many years before Jesus.
以西结在对这个耶稣来之前很久很久之前的人在讲这个话。
But here is a promise of a new covenant.
这是以西结说这个将来会有一个新的约。
And it was fulfilled in Jesus.
将来耶稣基督来了就把它完成了。
Jesus gave us the new covenant.
耶稣给我们一个新的约。
See, God will cleanse your heart.
神要清洁你的心。
He will remove your new old heart.
他要把你的旧的心除掉。
And will give you a new heart.
给你一个新的心。
That was a covenant, new covenant.
这就是一个神跟我们新的约。
A promise of a new transformation.
一个把我们改变的应许。
A new regeneration.
一个重生的应许。
See, that's how you will get a pure heart.
这是怎么能够得到一个清洁的心?
It's a promise of God.
这是神的,靠着神的应许。
In the New Testament, Titus, Book of Titus summarized this.
在提多书有这样的总结。
And I think we should read this together.
In English or Chinese?
You can read it in Chinese.
Okay, 那我们大家一起来读这个中文。但到了神我们救主的职责和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候，他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
See, the kindness and love of our God, Savior, appear. He saved us not because of righteous things that we have done, but because of His mercy.
我们看到神救我们并不是因为我们自己所行的义，是照着神的怜悯。
He saved us through the washing and rebirth and the renewal by the Holy Spirit.
他救我们是借着重生的洗和圣灵的更新。
I think that's a great summary.
这是一个很好的总结。
See, it's always been about grace.
这我们看到说一切都是因为神的恩典。
Not because anything that we have done.
并不是因为我们的努力。
But you may say, this is very interesting.
你可能说这个好像很有趣。
But it's very abstract.
这个太抽象了。
It's very philosophical.
太哲学了。
So last time we talked about mercy.
我们上次讲到怜悯。
It's very practical.
是一个非常实际的事情。
There are things you can do to be merciful.
有很多事情你可以做来展现你的怜悯心。
Next time we talked about the peacemaker.
下一次我们会讲到做一个使人和平的人。
And there are many things you could do to be a peacemaker.
那也有很多事你可以做，让你做成一个使人和平的人。
It's practical.
那是一个很现实的事情。
But what about this pure at heart?
但是这个清心到底要怎么做？
What does it mean?
到底是什么意思啊？
What do you mean by the law?
你在讲什么是这个律法？
We don't have the law.
我们现在也没有律法。
We're not Jews.
我们又不是犹太人。
And who are the Pharisees?
谁是法利赛人呢？现在。
We don't have Pharisees.
我们没有法利赛人呢。
What does it mean to me?
到底这个现在讲这个清心对我是什么意思啊？
Well, we don't have the law of Pharisees.
我们没有法利赛人给我们的律法。
But surely we make a lot of rules and regulations for ourselves.
但是我们自己常常想出很多的规矩来。
And we judge people based on those rules and regulations.
我们按照我们自己的规矩来审判人。
Not just people outside the church.
并不是只是教会外的人。
Even our brothers and sisters.
我们对我们自己的弟兄姐妹也这样的审判。
We judge them because they don't follow our rules and regulations.
当他们没有完全遵照我们的规则的时候，我们就会在心里审判他们。
And again, Jesus reminds us.
耶稣一次一次的告诫我们。
Hold on. It's not about rules and regulations.
不要一天到晚在看着这些规则。
It's not about appearance.
不是人的外在表现。
It's about the heart.
是人的心。
And only faith in Jesus can purify your heart.
只有对神的信心才能让我们的造我们一颗清洁的心。
But even this very abstract beatitude has application.
虽然这是一个非常抽象的祝福，但是它还是有它的应用。
See, 1 Peter actually gives us those applications.
在彼得前书，他告诉我们怎么来用这一个祝福。
Peter says, "Now that you have been purified by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart."
他说，你们既要因顺从真理清洁了自己的心，所以挚爱的弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
So Peter tells us, when you are pure in heart, there are at least two things you have to do.
彼得在说，当你的心清洁了，你有两件事可以做。
Obey the truth.
你会顺从真理。
And love one another.
彼此相爱。
And not just any love.
并不是说什么随便什么爱。
Love one another deeply.
要很非常的爱弟兄。
Deeply from the heart.
挚爱弟兄，要从心里。彼此切实相爱。
So how can we see God?
我们怎么能看见神？
We must be pure in heart.
我们必须有一颗清洁的心。
How can we be pure in heart?
我们怎么才能有个清洁的心？
We have to have faith in God.
我们必须相信神。
God cleanses us.
神能够清洁我们。
God purifies us.
神能够让我们纯洁。
You see this very simple beatitude.
这是一个非常简单的祝福。
It's actually impossible.
但是确实也很难做到。
And that's why all the law,
所以所有的律法，
all the laws from the Old Testament,
所有在旧约里面的律法，
actually points to Jesus,
都指向耶稣基督。
It points to our inadequacies,
他看到我们的人的这个需求。
It points to the fact that it's impossible,
他指向说人没有办法靠自己做到。
And we need a Savior,
我们需要一位救主。
So I ask you today, have you received Jesus as your Savior?
我现在问问说，你是不是有接受耶稣基督做你的救主？
Bring your heart to Jesus.
把你的心带到神的面前。
Not because you're hopeless, but because you have hope.
并不是说你绝望了，而是你在他里面有盼望。
He will lift you up.
他会把你举起来。
Offer Jesus your sin and he will tear them away.
当你把你的罪带到神面前的时候，他就会把它洗净。
Offer Jesus your hands and he will wash them.
把你的手放在神面前的时候，他就可以洁净它。
Give Jesus your broken heart and he will make it whole.
把你破碎的心给神，神就会把它重新
He will transform
us. 他可以改变你。
We'll have a new inclination.
我们有一个新的倾向。
New disposition.
我们新的盼望。
New energy.
新的能力。
See, when Jesus cleanses your heart,
当神耶稣洁净你的心的时候，
you begin to hate what you used to love and love what you used to hate.
你会讨厌你以前喜欢的，会喜欢你以前讨厌的。
You have a new prayer life.
你会有一个新的生命。
You read the Bible with greater understanding.
你会读圣经的时候有更清楚的理解。
Now you come to worship not because you were dragged here.
你到这里来敬拜神，并不是你不得不来，
but because you want to.
因为你非常想来。
You want to worship God and give thanks to God.
你想来敬拜神，你想来感谢神。
You make an offering.
你会那个奉献。
Not because we sing a song and make you feel really guilty.
并不是我们唱这个歌让你觉得说你好像不得不奉献。
But because you are truly grateful.
因为你非常的感恩。
Grateful for the blessings that God has given you.
你非常感谢神所给你的祝福
and the blessings that you do not deserve
你不配得到的祝福
So purity of heart is not something we can obtain by ourselves
我们看到说清洁的心不是靠我们的努力可以得到的
It's only through faith in Jesus Christ
只能靠着对耶稣基督的信心
comes from his death and his resurrection
从他的死从他的复活让你得到
These are words of promise
这也是一些应许的话语。
It motivates us to go to Jesus.
它激励我们来跟随神。
Also points to the day that our struggles will be over.
也让我们看到说有一天我们所有的挣扎都会结束。
And we will see God face to face.
我们会跟神面对面。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful weekend. Give us time to relax and to enjoy your blessings. We thank you for these words.We ask that you lead us to you to purify our hearts. We thank you for your wonderful words and your great promises. We ask for things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.